is saying, A, about the reality of global warming, B, that it is significantly caused by man-made activities, and C, that if we are aggressive, we can begin the process of leading the world in reversing greenhouse gas emissions. And without getting partisan, it's just sad to me that we have so many people rejecting what is very clear scientific evidence, not only in this country, but from scientists all over the world. In terms of cutting greenhouse gas emissions, I think that energy efficiency is a huge step forward. I don't think there's much disagreement on that. I think weatherization is a very important part of that. I come from a cold weather state. We are making some progress in retrofitting homes. And when we do it well, what we are seeing is often working families, lower income people saying, you know, I've cut my fuel bill by 20 or 30%. I'm saving money as a consumer. We are emitting less greenhouse gas emissions. And you know what? We're creating jobs because people are working on those homes. If there's any win-win-win situation that I see in this country, being aggressive about weatherization is it. And yet, within a pretty good budget, you guys have cut weatherization.
Well, actually, if you look at our request, I believe it is up from what was given to us for FY12. And
well, here's the story. The budget before us actually invests only half as much in weatherization for 2013 as we did in 2008. That was the last year of the Bush administration. In 2012, Congress approved huge cuts to weatherization, dropping funding to $68 million in 2012, down from $227 million in 2008. Now, you're right, we went up from last year, but we were significantly below where we were in 2008. Would you agree with me that investing in weatherization is a win-win-win situation?
Oh, I agree. And so we have asked for an increase, not quite double, but a big increase from what we were authorized. But I think we're also trying to promote programs that with not only the federal dollars, but also programs, because I really think if done right, weatherization can actually save money, and the money one needs to borrow, whether you're a business or a homeowner, if paid back in moderate interest loans, can actually decrease your bill.
Right. No, we certainly agree. I hope that you will work with us, because I don't know that there's any much partisan disagreement on that, but it's just common sense. If I lower your fuel bill by 30%, why not, right?
Right.